what perfection actually is it's just another form of procrastination. It's something that will hold you back and is actually very toxic if you allow it to make decisions for you. In addition to being a form of procrastination, it's a form of fear. It's fear-based thinking. It's that voice that tells you that if you can't do something perfectly, then you may as well just not do it at all. Both of those things, especially when it comes to doing something as difficult yet fulfilling as starting and running your own business, those two things are going to stop you dead in your tracks, and we need to push past our own tendencies of perfectionism. Hey, hey, and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Do me a favor, if you're new here, take out your device and tap that subscribe button so that you become a member of the speaker fam. I'd be honored to have you on board. As you get value out of today's episode and you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. And if you're an Apple Podcast user, we would love it if you could leave us a rave 5-star review and encourage folks just like you to come to the Speak Organized podcast for all things pro organizing business. If you're a true organizing enthusiast who loves to nerd out about products and color coding, or if you are starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, I encourage you to join my free Facebook group. It's an amazing, active community that is growing in crazy numbers by the day. And I would love to have you be a part of all the conversation, get your advice and questions answered. And I'm always in there hanging out. Hey, everybody. Happy to see y'all. I'm going to give it a couple of minutes here to see who can join us live today. It's a busy week. Everybody is getting ready to do their taxes. We already did ours, thankfully. And as a self-employed person, tax time is not fun like it can be as a W-2 person, just because there's generally no refund. But it's all done. And, you know, I'm just grateful that I've done my research over the years to know how to set aside my money for taxes, you know, so that it doesn't have to be super stressful. So anyway, I know everybody's kind of getting on that train this week. We've got some sunshine streaming in through the window. If you guys are watching live or you're watching this replay later, let me know where you're watching from. If you live in a particularly warm, sunny area, let me live vicariously through you. Because up here in the Pacific Northwest, we definitely have our fair share of rain and clouds, especially at this time of year. So I'm looking forward to warmer, sunnier days. But we got one going on right here. So I got to be grateful for what I have right in front of me staring outside my window. So we're going to dive in because I want to respect your time here, especially for those of you who are watching this replay. I know y'all got busy lives and things going on. And I just want to make sure you know that with all these live streams, I make a point to post the key takeaways and the timestamps in there so that you kind of get a feel for what we're talking about. This is part of our Fearless Organizer Unleash Your Potential live stream series. And this is in an effort to kind of help give you guys some confidence. Oftentimes, what I find the biggest hurdle with starting your own business and running it well and running it professionally is that people have a fear-based mindset or they make excuses. We're all really good at coming up with excuses for reasons not to do something. It's very difficult to come up with an excuse to do something that you know you need to move the needle forward. And I just got off a coaching call with another really awesome client of mine, one that I meet with regularly each month. And, you know, we were just talking about how important the aspect of community is when it comes to surviving and thriving as an entrepreneur. You need that sort of kick in the pants, the external motivation to make sure that you're moving forward in the right direction. Oftentimes I find people are doing the right things, but they don't know they're doing the right things. And they just need that validation in order to be able to move forward. So today we're going to be talking about a big one. We're going to be talking about overcoming perfectionism. And this is such an issue, especially for people who tend to gravitate towards the professional organizing industry. Being a perfectionist often is the reason why we get into this line of work in the first place. We like order. We like to do things a certain way. We're often finding ourselves in positions of authority, needing to control a lot of things, especially if you're a mom, or if you've been a teacher, or you've worked in corporate, where people are really coming to you, needing you to fix things, to organize things, to set things right. You know, you're often the balancer in a situation. If that's you, you can type balance in the chat and let me know. So that often comes with perfectionist tendencies. And so which is all well and good. But when it comes to running a business, ironically, in the professional organizing industry, where, you know, there is this sort of expectation of perfection that come at us from all different angles, but it mostly comes from within. And what perfection actually is it's just another form of procrastination, you know, especially when it comes to doing something that you are not 100% confident that you are an expert in yet. It's something that will hold you back and is actually very toxic if you allow it to make decisions for you. Perfectionism is also, in addition to being a form of procrastination, it's a form of fear. It's fear-based thinking. It's that voice that tells you that if you can't do something perfectly, then you may as well just not do it at all. It's the same feeling and through line of, you know, if you want something done well, you have to just step in and do it yourself. And both of those things, especially when it comes to doing something as difficult yet fulfilling as starting and running your own business, those two things are going to stop you dead in your tracks. They're very toxic, and we need to push past our own tendencies of perfectionism. So it's important to understand those two characteristics, being procrastination and being fear-based thinking. The other thing to consider about perfection is that it is hard to initiate. A lot of people that have that struggle with task initiation suffer from perfection. And you'll find this with a lot of your clients, actually, particularly those that are high achievers, those with ADHD or other forms of neurodiversity. They struggle with task initiation, and they get branded as being lazy. And, you know, maybe you're branding yourself that way. Maybe you're telling yourself some BS story about how you just aren't cut out for this because you're not doing something up to the standards, the impossible standards perhaps that you've set for yourself. And our clients often do that as well. And they get branded as, or they brand themselves as lazy, when in fact, they're just setting an expectation or a standard for themselves that isn't realistic. And it's our job to come in and support them and meet them where they're at and show them that we're not there to judge, that we're there to support them, and that we are going to be that accountability that they need to move forward and get organized, or to, you know, finish that project, or whatever way you are fulfilling that role for that client. So in order for us to be able to do that for our clients, and in order to help them overcome their task initiation issues and their own perfection, we have to do that for ourselves first. Everything, and this is the biggest lesson, this is one of those things that I really wish that I had understood before, like a long time ago when I first started my business, is that everything that I pour into my clients, I have to be able to pour into myself first. So I have to be able to remove the mask of perfection from my own face before I can help my clients see past that and remove their own mask. I have to be able to invest the time and energy into my own business before I can expect my clients to be able to invest in themselves and in my services. It's all kind of a big cycle. So pushing past the element of perfection is one of the first things that needs to go bye-bye when you're ready to start your business. So I want to share a story. This is actually something that happened to me last week, and it is all coming full circle today. So in my business within the last year or so, I have expanded and brought on a small team. And that definitely has its challenges. And the overall goal was for me to be able to step out of the business on site so that I can run things more in the back end and do some of these higher level marketing efforts and some of these other tasks that require a ton of time to be able to execute that you really just don't have when you're in the field, in the trenches, working with your clients. So that was my big goal, was to step outside. And with that came some really drastic changes and some challenges for me in terms of finding clients. I wasn't able to rely on the same retainer clients that I've had for years because I'm having to find work for my staff, which is very challenging. So I've had to really beef up my marketing efforts, and I really had to put myself outside my comfort zone and do more cold calling and walking into people's offices and putting myself into a position of selling my business in a way that I never have before. And it has been very, very challenging. And I don't know what I'm doing all the time with that. Okay. I've had to rely on a lot of mentorship. I've had to invest a lot of time. I've had to invest a lot of money in learning the strategies that really do work. And I've had to just trust the process and stop trying to do everything myself my way, which is really, really difficult. Again, as a perfectionist or a recovering perfectionist, to be able to set aside my own inclination and my own feelings about how I should be doing something, I've got to stop shoulding on myself and just trust the process and go for it. And so that's what I've been doing. And it all came full circle last week. So last week, real quick story, I went to a big networking breakfast for the Builders Industry Association in our city. And it's full of, like, you know, 300 or 400 members that all work in the home services industry. And they don't really know very much about professional organizers. We're still kind of relatively low on their radar, but the value that we have to offer to many of these other industries is very immense. You know, we make their jobs a lot easier to do, both on the front and the back end. I'm not going to bore you with all that stuff because that's part of a different live stream situation. But I was able to go and have conversations with people and really having practiced how to speak about my business, having practiced my elevator speech and really knowing what our value is, what our missions are, what our services are, having a really clear picture of what all of that looks like has been very important for me to be able to move forward and push past, you know, doing things perfectly and just kind of going for it. So my advice is really to just kind of have, like, the basics in place to figure out what you're going to say, but don't really think about it too much. When I come on these live streams, I have an outline of what I want to talk about, but I really do want it to come from the heart. I want to speak to things that I've got going on in my own life and my own business and kind of talk through them with you, because you guys are my community and I'm doing this right alongside with you and finding some success. So when I went to this networking breakfast and I was having these conversations with these people, I'm finding that there's actually a lot of genuine interest and not a lot of knowledge about what we do, so much so to the point that the president of that organization asked me to put together a presentation and speak at a dinner that is happening tonight for all of their members. There's, like I said, you know, 350 to 400 members in that group. And I, as a new member of that organization, get to come up on stage and introduce myself and my business, and it's going to open up a whole host of possibilities and doors. And if I had relied on, you know, making sure that I had the perfect thing to say and, you know, the perfectly crafted this and that, and if I had waited until I felt like I was in control and knew what I was going to do and how I was going to present it, what I was going to say and who to talk to, that opportunity would have never happened and I wouldn't be able to go and speak to all these people tonight. And so the more that I put myself in a position of just getting out there and doing the damn thing, the better the results are in the end. And here's the other thing that's really important to understand, especially when it comes to how you relate to your clients. This is where perfection is a huge hindrance with our clients, okay? because they are coming to us from a place that is very vulnerable and they're feeling very guilty. There's a lot of negative emotions from a person that is consulting a professional organizer. They have reached a point of like complete overwhelm or a complete rock bottom where they don't feel capable of handling the situation. That is majority of the people that are coming to you. You know, there are some people that are in the luxury organizing industry or in that part of the market where it's maybe a little bit different. But for most of us in the professional organizing industry, the people that are coming to us really, truly are coming from a place of desperation and overwhelm. And they are very turned off by perfection. If you come in there guns a-blazing, like wanting to spend thousands of dollars on acrylic product and, you know, and create this transformation that they don't want and they're certainly not ready for without having met them where they are and sort of lead them to the process, if you're willing to meet those people, those become lifelong clients, lifelong friends, raving fans of your business because you have changed their life. It's more than just the vanity display aspect of running the business. And if you come in with that sort of perfectionist mindset of wanting to achieve this Instagram-worthy transformation with the like super white blown out photo of everything super color coordinated with the acrylic labels and this and that. And while there's nothing wrong with that, and we all nerd out about it, we all love it, it's not necessarily what our clients are after, and it can be a huge turnoff, and it can separate us from them. It can disconnect us from our clients because they don't relate to us. We're not relatable at that point because we have held this aesthetic standard above the needs of our clients. And that is where ultimately perfection seals the nail in the coffin of you not being able to work with these people because they don't relate to you. And kind of what I was talking about yesterday with an awesome coaching client of mine whose English is not her first language, and she's very self-conscious about communicating with people in a networking setting and also with clients because she doesn't want to seem like she doesn't know what she's talking about or she struggles or you know, is slow or this and that. And I find qualities like that to be very endearing. And your clients will too. Your clients will find your flaws and your vulnerabilities to be refreshing. Your clients will find the moments of imperfection and the fumbling from time to time to be endearing. You know, it shows that you're a real person and not some sort of like, you know, organizer robot person. You know, it's really, really important that you are able to relate to your clients on a personal level because we are in the business of working with people in a very personal, vulnerable place. And if they don't feel like you relate to them there, they're not going to hire you. So putting out this perfection online and feeling that you need to have that in order to start and run a successful organizing business is bull crap. And it's just not good. It's something that I really want to help people push past. And if I had waited to do everything perfectly before I launch anything, you know, the emails that I send you guys are not perfect. The live stream that I'm doing right now is not perfect. The podcast, when I first started my podcast and trying to get people to listen, trying to get guests to come on, it wasn't easy at first, but I didn't give up because I didn't do it perfectly. I didn't give up when people leave me nasty comments on YouTube, on my YouTube videos, because the music is too loud or my eyelash glue is, you know, what, like people will always find a reason not to want to be around you or not to like you or, you know, this and that. And that's a very extreme thing too. I think a lot of people also are afraid to put themselves out there without being perfect because of the aspect of judgment. And yes, that does exist. And it definitely exists more online than it does in person, I've found. But for the most part, people aren't really concerned about you and your imperfections and the mistakes that you make because they're more concerned about what they're doing and what their issues and their flaws are. And they're too busy and too consumed with that to really even notice what you've done wrong. And so it really is doing a disservice to the people that need your help if you wait to be perfect before you put yourself out there, because there is somebody on the other side of that perfection when you're able to push past it that needs your help that you're going to be able to directly impact because you said, screw this, I'm going to go for it. You only need to be 10 steps ahead of the person that you're helping. Am I the most qualified business coach for professional organizers? Absolutely not. But I put my content out there every single week and I do it consistently every week because I know that there is somebody out there that needs my help. That's why I do it. I don't do it because I need your money or I need your attention or I need your praises. Like, I really could give a rip about all of that. My goal is to put out content that is going to help you thrive because I've seen results from what I've done in my business and I want to shout it from the rooftops and help you do it too. And part of that is going to be coming from getting past your perfectionist tendencies. We all have to do it. So hopefully that kind of helps inspire you to move forward. If this is something you struggle with, reach out to me. Like, I'm here. Join my free Facebook group. Talk about it. It really breaks my heart when somebody will comment on a live stream or will comment on a video or will sit on a coaching call with me and will be crying. It makes me sad too. Sorry, I don't want to cry, but it makes me sad because you are standing in your way of making the progress that I see that you're capable of, that I know you're capable of. If you could just get over some of these mental blocks, like the fear of stepping into the unknown, which we talked about yesterday, the fear of rejection, which we talked about during our first live stream, and then today, the fear of perfection. These are things that are going to hold you back from changing other people's lives and from ultimately changing your life too, because then you have the opportunity to be your own boss in an industry that you love that makes a difference in your community every single day. I mean, that's such a beautiful thing. And if you are the one standing in the way because you're afraid to fail, but then you don't reach out and ask for help, I mean, I don't know what, like, it just breaks my heart. Like, I don't know what else to say or what else to do in that regard other than to, again, just be there for you. I'm going to show up every day for this live stream. Whether I sell a single seat to my new course or not, it doesn't matter because my ultimate goal is to help you succeed and is to show you the way. So for those of you that you feel like you're listening to this and you know this message is for you, like you're here for a reason, you're sitting here and you're like, damn, she's right. Like, I know that I need the help. I need the accountability. I need the strategy and the one-on-one. Because let's be real, like you can go to YouTube. I've got hours and hours of free content that you can sift through. And there's other creators out there that do the same. You can read the blog posts and the YouTube videos and all that stuff, read the books. But if you don't have an actionable strategy and you don't have accountability and you don't have somebody in your corner cheering you on and holding your feet to the fire in a loving way to get some of these higher level strategies under your belt, and then you're going to sit there and use perfectionism as a form of procrastination and say, well, this is too hard. I can't figure it out. I'm not going to do it perfectly. I may as well just like give up altogether. And that makes me so sad because so many people need your help. So if that resonates with you and you're sitting here and you know you're ready, come talk to me. Send me an email, melanie@ispeakorganized.com. Ask me how we can work it out. My coaching client calendar books out really far in advance. And it's very frustrating for me and very frustrating for a lot of people that need help and need help right away. So my latest course from overlooked to overbooked is all about mastering the art of client acquisition. How do you find clients? How do you find good quality clients? How do you get them coming back? How do you set your website up so that it is bringing clients in and attracting them like a magnet? How do you figure out SEO if that's like a scary, overwhelming topic and make it something that's actionable and manageable that you can implement, you know, overnight and change your business and your business starts showing up on Google all of a sudden on the front page and you're getting leads for free, all because you took that leap of faith and you reached out and asked for help. you push past that perfection and you're just ready to learn those high level strategies. If that's you and you're listening to this, come talk to me. Click the link that's down below this video. Go check out the course. We've got a few people that have booked into that coaching session already. It's going to be 6 days with me on the week of April 22nd. 6 days where I'm going to be diving in heavy to this stuff, and I'm going to make it easy and actionable, and I'm going to give you the strategies that you need to book your clients and get your calendar booked out. It's as simple as that. And these are all things that I implement in my own business on a daily basis. It's the reason why I get to go speak to that really large group of people tonight and put my message out there to 400 plus people that are going to get my company a lot of business. And I'm super excited about it. And I want to be able to share that with you. So again, click that link down below, send me an email. Don't sit in the background and say to yourself, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't do this. Reach out for help. That is the first step. Stop trying to do everything yourself. Stop trying to download all the freebies and say you're going to figure it out. Invest in your business so that others see the value in investing in it as well. That is the biggest piece of advice that I can give you. Okay, so tomorrow, y'all, we're going to be talking about facing the fear of failure, which is another big topic. It's something that we all are really concerned about. It really is like the one thing that if you can get over that, you can do anything. You can push past all this other stuff. So the fear of failure is a big one. And it's one that really does break my heart when I see so many talented, service-oriented people stand in their own way because they let fear make a decision for them. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. I always want to share some stories with you guys, hopefully that are relatable and inspiring. Be sure to check that out tomorrow. I'll let you guys know what the time is on that later on today once I kind of figure out my schedule. Beyond that, I hope you guys have a fabulous day. Again, click that link, send me an email, come talk to me, ask me questions. I am here for you as a resource. Love you guys. I hope that you all have a wonderful day, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.